Hey, it's Jen Hatmaker. Here's what I've learned in midlife. Joy isn't the reward you earn after all the work is done. Joy is the work. That's what this new series on For the Love is all about. The sacred, yes. It's choosing delight, rest, and pleasure on purpose. Because saying yes to yourself, that's the thing that finally lets you fill your table with everybody else. Come find your sacred yes with me. Follow and listen to For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Thunder and PT's second date update, sponsored by $5 Tan. Look good, feel good with $5 Tan.
Hey, Jeff is joining us here on Second Date Update. Jeff, first of all, welcome to the Thunder and PT show and Second Date Update. How can we help you with Stacy?
Oh, man, if you guys can get her on the phone, you'd be doing way, way better than me. Unfortunately, she just hasn't texted me back in like 3 weeks.
Oh, yeah. Dang, 3 weeks. Mm. Okay.
All right, Jeff, tell us about the first date.
It was great. We were going for like picnic vibes. Not exactly picnic weather,
right?
But we went out for fried chicken, and it was awesome.
All right, so that's a daring and messy first date, but can be fun. That's what I like about that.
And yeah, we leaned into it. I mean, we just like went to town on the napkins. I even did the thing, you know, where you tuck it in the top of the shirt by trying to be all like nice and gentlemanly.
Yeah. And you think she was into that and all, you know, the whole vibe of fried chicken on the first date?
Oh, yeah. No, it was her suggestion.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
And,
okay.
And besides the chicken, because everybody pretty much agrees on fried chicken, how was the conversation?
I mean, from my standpoint, guys, I thought it was good. I thought we connected well. I mean, we were there for a couple of hours, like way after we finished eating.
Okay.
This is weird to me because it feels like this is going so well. How did you leave things with Stacy, Jeff?
I just told her that I'd really like to take her out for dinner next time. Mm-hmm. And she seemed really into it. But as soon as I asked her when she was free for dinner, she just stopped replying.
Okay.
Well, listen, we aren't going to know, as we say, Jeff, we aren't going to know until we call Stacy. If she answers, agrees to come on our show, hopefully get some resolution here. So let's find out from Stacy what's going on.
Hello?
Hi, good morning. Can we speak to Stacy, please?
This isn't a good time for a survey. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, it's not a survey at all. It's not a sales call or anything like that. Stacy, we got to tell you up front, it's the morning show from 102.9 The Wolf for Thunder and PT. And
good morning, Stacy.
Yeah, and we're hoping, we're not selling anything, but we're hoping you would have just a moment, and I promise, just a moment to give some insight about your dating life. I know that's maybe a little awkward, but I promise you it won't be.
Okay.
Let me just tell you a little bit more. We're looking to find out a little bit more about a recent date that you went on with Jeff. Do you remember that? You went for fried chicken?
Yes. Yeah, we did.
Okay. So can you tell us a little bit about your time with him?
I mean, we had fun, but he's not really what I'm looking for.
Okay. So why do you say that?
I mean, I feel like the dude has no goals, and he's kind of just coasting by at work and is totally content to goof off for the rest of the time, so not for me.
Okay. Did he tell you that, or is that just an assumption you're making? Because maybe he's just, you know, a fun-loving guy.
Yeah, he definitely is, but that's all there is to him, and I asked him where he saw himself in 5 years, and he said, right where I am, I'm totally happy with my life.
Okay. Can I ask you this, Stacy? If Jeff has a good job and he enjoys his life, why isn't that enough?
I mean, it's not for me. I want to be with someone who's pushing up for excellence and climbing up the ladder.
Yeah, no, that's not me.
Okay. Yeah. All right, Stacy. Okay. Okay. So one thing I forgot to tell you. We do this segment. It's called Second Date Update. And Jeff, we talked to him on the air here a few minutes ago. We had him hang on. I thought I had him on the other line. Jeff, what is this about? What is she saying? Do you know what she's referring to about climbing up the ladder and you just basically being lazy?
Yeah, no, I know exactly what she's talking about. She's got it right. I mean, when I was a kid, my dad was all work. He was very successful, but I did not get to know him. And to this day, I don't know him. And yeah, I just decided very young that I was never going to be like that.
But I mean, like, you're supporting yourself right now, right?
Oh, yeah. No, I'm more than supporting myself. I have zero debt other than my mortgage, and I'm set to pay that off in 10 years.
Wow.
Stacy, what he's saying is he's not freeloading off people. I mean, like he said, he's got a good job, and he's happy. Like, he's content where he is in life.
I mean, you may be content to stay stuck in middle management for your entire life and have a beater Honda, but I want more.
Whoa, hold on a second. I don't have a beater Honda, okay? I have a good job. I get paid very good money, and I take care of my own. I'm just not going to live my entire life just so I can work.
What year's your Honda? Not that it really matters. I mean, I don't really understand Stacey's argument, but what year's your Honda?
It's a 2020.
Okay, that's not old. Okay, Stacey. It can't be a beater if it's 5 years old.
I mean, I already had a relationship where I out-earned my boyfriend by a lot, and I want more of a level playing field.
That's kind of more the crux of it.
You want a climber, you want an up-and-comer, you want a guy who's measures success by climbing the corporate ladder, getting to the top, looking down on everybody else. Yes, that's where you think your happiness is going to come from.
I don't need someone to look down on someone else. I'm just looking for someone that matches me more and is on the same playing field. Wow. That's it.
Is it money that you're looking for or status, like power?
I mean, she's looking for a power.
I'm looking for someone that, we're the same. That's all.
Yeah. What were you saying, Jeff? Go ahead. What were you saying?
I said she's looking for a paycheck from someone who's never home to be with her.
Now, is that true, Stacey, or is that unfair?
First of all, I'm saying I out-earned my other boyfriend.
You got your money.
I'm just looking for someone that is more...
Matches you.
That matches me. That's
wow.
It.
Yeah. Okay.
Wow. All right. And Jeff, you think you're already... But don't you want, and Stacey, listen, you get to do whatever you want. It's your life. We don't know you, and we are interrupting your morning to talk to you. But don't you want somebody who's just happy and is a good partner and is supportive and is happy with themselves? And if Jeff is happy and supports you and, you know, that's everything you
could
want.
Isn't that enough? Yeah.
I just feel like, I said what I said.
Yep, all right. Yeah. Got it.
We had a nice time, but that's kind of really what I'm looking for overall.
All right, so it's a no for a second day.
Yeah.
Like, this doesn't seem like maybe you're not compatible, and you can see that for yourself, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, okay, guys. Yeah. Well, listen, sorry this one didn't work out for either one of you, and best of luck to you, Stacey, and Jeff, especially thank you for listening, and thanks for being on.
Second date update.
Up next, it's 90 minutes of nonstop nonsense and everything country with Thunder and PT on The Wolf.
The Recap Show is an inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.